Live sound effects recorded on a soundstage in sync with the picture to replace any sound that needs to be replaced. The first time that I ever found out that this job existed, I just said, this is for me. You get to play in the dirt all day and come up with funny props.
The hardest part of the job for me really is the physicality.
That was perfect. Let's move on.
A big pad for the body sound. Bunch of celery for some high-end crunch, and a nice wet chamois will give me a fleshy sound.
I'm going to take some breakfast cereal, put it in here with the cornstarch.
These are gloves with paper clips taped onto the ends for the dog claws, and you get a good paw sound out of the glove.
The creative part of this job is using anything and everything that'll work, whether it's real or not. The Foley philosophy is do it till it's right, period.
I'm on everybody's radio, no matter where you tune. I don't talk and I don't dance, I don't even croon. I'm not the handsome leading man with muscles big and strong, but I'm the guy, the lucky guy who gets to ring the gong. For I'm the sound effects man. I'm the sound effects man. I whistle and twitter and sing like a bird, and do what the kid does when lost from the herd. For I'm the sound effects man. How I weary and plan. I'm the factory whistle that squeaks out at noon. I'm the cackle that means we'll have scrambled eggs soon. I'm the howl of the wind in an ocean typhoon. For I'm the sound effects man. Thank you. I'm the sound effects man. I'm the sound effects man. I shut like a window, I slam like a door. I toot like an engine and creak like a floor. I'm the sound effects man. How I worry and plan when the mortgage is due and the villain is riled. I'm the ripping and snorting, in fact I go wild. When they rescue the papers and tear up the child. For I'm the sound effects man. I'm the smack of the glove as a prize fighter pokes. I'm the thunderous applause for the movie star folks. I'm the record that laughs at the comic's old jokes. For I'm the sound effects man. What could we do without the sound effects, man, that radio racketeer? Tune your dial and listen a while. This is what you'll hear. There's a knock up on the door. That's the sound effects, man. Here's a kiss and maybe more. That's the sound effects, man. If you like a ring, he'll give you a ding, ding, ding. And even in the early morn, you'll hear him blowing his horn. Cowboys riding fit to bust. That's the sound effects, man. Three more Redskins bite the dust. That's the sound effects, man. He has such an awful lot to do, and yet he very seldom ever misses a cue. He's a three-alarm fire and the fire chief, too. There goes the sound effects, man. When the wind is howling. That's the sound effects, man. Hear the thunder growling. That's the sound effects, man. When the battle is raging, he's right in the middle of the fray. But when he blows his whistle, crime doesn't pay. Benny's old Maxwell chugging right along. That's the sound effects, man. When K. Kaiser gets the answer all wrong, students! That's the sound effects, man. Hear those footsteps. What a lot of noise they make. This is what you hear on information, please, when they make a big mistake. Tailspin Tommy in his aeroplane. That's the sound effects, man. When Jerry Colonna breaks a window pane. That's the sound effects, man. He has gadgets by the score, from a peanut whistle to a cannon's roar. When Fibber opens up his closet door, look out! Well, I guess he must have cleaned out the closet. Woo! That's Willie Spicer, the sound effects man.
Yeah. secrecy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. You already are.
Do you ring the same bell throughout the play, or do you have different bells for different angels?
Oh, I got so many different bells. There's the bell at the end, which is one that Tom Andrew lent me. And there's a service bell that rings. And there's a little cash register bell that's very important in the show.
Oh, yeah, at the drugstore where he works as a kid, right?
Yes, and also at Martini's Bar when things turn dark.
And they do turn dark. Now the bell that you ring at the end of the play, that George Bailey's daughter has her famous line, Tisha says every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. That's the one that you rang right away at the beginning?
Yes, yeah. And in fact, I do different bells every night. A lot of people who come to the show and know the show come to me right before and say, oh, use this one, please. So I actually use a different bell every night for that last final scene. And if anyone loans me a bell, I use it. This is the one that Nikki Hansel likes. She's our production stage manager. Uh-huh. And this is the one that Mary Beth Belowski-DeLeo likes. She's the director this year. And this is the one that Sean Murray, the original director, wanted me to use. And then, of course, there's the one that the star, Tom Andrew, asked me to use as well.
Tell me how you become a sound effects person. Is it just a matter of using your imagination and saying, oh, gosh, this would be cool to use for this kind of sound in a radio play? Or do you have resources you can use to know that something is going to sound like something else?
There are industry standards. For instance, what sound do you think this is?
I think that sounds like you're walking through snow.
That is correct. The industry standard for walking through snow is to squeeze a box of cornstarch. And right now, the packaging cornstarch is changing. They're moving it to little canisters. So, oh my God, I bought a case of it recently because I need to have my boxes of cornstarch. There are two sounds that are in the show that are very hard. And one of them is sound of breaking glass. And you can't really break glass on stage because that's dangerous. Although normally what people do is they would have a window pane, an old window, in a bag, in a thick bag, and they might shatter the glass while it's inside the bag. Yeah. But the thing is, you can't reload. So for me, what I ended up doing was I took some Meinl chimes and a little airline bottle of liquor, and I throw it onto the Meinl chimes, which are laying on a table, so it sounds something like this. Did that sound like breaking glass to you?
Yes, it did. Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm so grateful.
And that was your little liquor bottle on top of what? What was it? Rubbing
these little
against?
Dangly Meinl chimes. You've heard these. These are a delightful cliche. The sound.
Oh, and that's what they sound like
when they're used
played,
properly.
Played the way you're supposed to play them. But yeah. you discovered this way to make it sound like breaking glass.
The other hard sound is splash, because the water is also dangerous on stage. There's a lot of electrical equipment. And if you do use water, what you do is you have a tub of water, and instead of throwing something in water, you pull something out of the water. That actually makes a better sound and is less of a splash zone. But still, we couldn't do water, so I have this wave drum. I'm going to grab it right now.
Okay. He's grabbing a round thing.
This is a shallow drum. Kind of looks like one of those needlepoint round things you put your needlepoint in, and it's closed on top and bottom and filled with little BBs. It's supposed to be the sound of ocean waves. Now, the George jumps into a river, so instead I have it. I shake it and it makes a splash. It's going to be loud. Uh-oh. Here's one more splash, because there's two splashes in the show. And that was the hardest sound. I ended up buying hundreds of dollars worth of cymbals that I tried out. They like this one, you like that one, you like this one, 150, 125, sold! But no, they didn't like any of the cymbals. They were too musical.
Now, you had to make a sound when George Bailey, I think, gets his ear slapped by Mr. Gower, right?
Yes, and...
And if you've seen the movie, that's right at the beginning of the movie. How do you make that sound?
Well, originally I wanted to use a slapstick, and here's a slapstick right here. That's where the word slapstick comedy comes from. But the thing is, a slapstick, you know, implies that the violence isn't real, and people, you know that it's over-the-top cartoon violence, and so that wouldn't have been appropriate, because it is a serious moment in the show. And I really didn't know what to do, and finally the director that year, Sean Murray, said, "Oh, Scott, just clap your hands together." And of course, he was right. And here I am.
Simple as that.
Yeah. But although sometimes what I do is I wet my hands beforehand. Then no one wants to shake my hand at the end of the show because they see that. But still.
Was there any sound from the old days of radio that you learned about that really surprised you? Maybe you've told us about some already.
Yeah. You know, one of my earliest memories is taking a tour of NBC studios in New York. And back in those days, they would take the audience up to the radio soundstage. And they'd take it to that soundstage, they'd turn off all the lights, and they would just do a few sound effects of, you know, someone walking into a room and then opening up a door. And then, of course, there'd be a blood-curdling scream. I was so scared, I was probably like 5 or 6, and I ended up having to hold my parents' hand. And then when the lights in the room came up, it was some total stranger whose hand I grabbed, which was very nice of them to comfort me. And sound effects can really be quite moving. AutoHarp is a wonderful tool to have because, you know, you can do it, you know, for the creaky door, but it also can be the, you know, grandfather clock chiming. So much can be done with it. And plus, if you're really in trouble, you can actually make music with it, too.
You've got a harp behind you. Do you play the harp?
Well, you can't have a show about angels getting their wings without having a harp, Tom Fudge. You just can't.
I'm sorry. And I didn't realize that.
And I love my harp, and I use it for a lot of Harpo Marx activity when I do, like, silent film screenings and whatnot. But, yeah, this harp is great to use in the show. I use it for a lot of over-the-top glissandos and, you know, the moment when everyone's praying for George. You know, of course, you know, the passing of time and lots of things. The harp relays so much, and it's quite beautiful to look at, too. They spend more time lighting the harp than they did lighting me, and I don't blame them. It's a beautiful harp. And besides, I have a face for radio, so.
Scott Paulson plays Sam the Sound Effects Man in Signet Theater's production of It's a Wonderful Life. And you're also doing, I don't want to run out of time before we talk about your Thanksgiving show. You're doing a Thanksgiving show tomorrow, right? At the Geisel Library?
At Geisel Library in front of an exhibit of turkey-related items. And we'll be doing some turkey calls. That's a gobble. And that's a male. And here's a female with her sexy, sexy purr. Very sexy.
Now, when hunters are hunting turkeys, what kind of sounds do they make?
Well,
what's a turkey call that a hunter would use?
Yes, well, it's better for a hunter to pretend he's two female turkeys than merely just one. So this is a two-sided call. On one side, on the other side, that probably sounds the same to you out there in Radioland, but to a male turkey, he knows, oh, that's two available ladies. Mm-hmm. Over here, that's the yelp. The yelp is like an eighth note, two eighth notes, so eighth note pickup at a high pitch, low pitch, and then the sexy purr. And then the goal is to get the male to gobble. Because that's when he's most distracted, and then you shoot him dead. So you've got a turkey call over there, Tom Fudge.
Yeah.
So
well.
Just look at it. You just take the little bow paddle and cut. So if we both did it frantically, I think that would work. Let's try.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing the sound of two male turkeys fighting.
It's pandemonium.
Over a girl. That's at least that's what the hunter wants, you know, the real turkey out there in the woods to believe. Well, Scott, it's been fun. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Hope to see you at Signet Theater. It's a Wonderful Life.
And Scott Paulson plays Sam the Sound Effects Man in Signet Theater's production of It's a Wonderful Life that's now going on at Signet Theater.
Both of you doggies! Bubble and Squeak, shut up! Bubble, Squeak, shut up!
The sound effects man. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Michael Winslow, DJ Boca Mike, and everything you are about to hear is all human voice. Check it out. Blow up on out of here, y'all.
Well, it was quite fun, wasn't it? It's time to go, so,
just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look, having read the
My head is spinning. all have to be music.
My head is spinning.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
In your hands, may God give you strength, do your job real well. If it all was worth it,
only time it will tell. In the morning they return with tears in their eyes. The stench of death drifts up to the skies. A young soldier so ill looks at the sky pilot, remembers the words, "Thou shalt not kill." Sky.